by choice or a memory by pain. So come and get one soldier. It's just over top that hill. As long as you can find someone to lean on, long as you can get your thrills. Time is wasting on you. It takes years to know the truth. All this time of what I know for sure, I don't know any less, but I don't know any
St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong.
Armstrong. It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you inside the studio for another edition of Local Music Discussion. It's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Mr. Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob.
Another great night of music ahead of us. Going to have another visitor, not only is she a very talented musician who we have spoken to in the past, either as a solo artist or a member of a band, but now she is an accomplished published author. We're talking about Melina Dominic joining us tonight. She's got a really cool new book out that talks about the Pittsburgh music scene, and she's going to tell us the evolution of that.
Yeah, this is good stuff. And again, you know, her father's never been shy about sharing his insights on the music scene, and so yeah, we're going to get this book here and a documentary that goes with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, there was a really cool write up back in April by Scott Mervis, who covers the entertainment scene for the Pittsburgh Post Gazette. And he focused in on Melina and her new book and the Thursday edition. They always put out an entertainment issue, which is cool because a lot of times it gives you a spotlight on what's going on in the local music scene. I enjoy just seeing that.
Well, I don't know if you'll continue to see that because Scott's last day was last week.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Transition at the Post Gazette. So, yeah, they're moving on from.
Quite interesting.
Yeah. Even some of the local writers that I've enjoyed watching, Jason Mackey in particular. Of course, he works for the Pirates now, but yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where it's going to go. I'm thankful, for one thing, that it's going to survive, just what form it's going to be. But certainly losing an institution of local journalism would have been crushing, I think, just because I've spent 5 decades of my life getting up and reading it every morning.
Well, I think Scott's going to show up somewhere else. So he's going to continue, putting that spotlight on the local talent. So.
Yeah. But hopefully they do some kind of a connection to that because it's been a great service. Even mention of the Grassroots Band Jam Festival every once in a while. Yep. So, and hey, let's mention that because Experience Butler County wants you to experience a couple of things. Great local music via the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Cooper's Lake Campground.
Check.
And it's 400 plus acres. And experience the community that surrounds the love of enjoying local music. And boy, that just checks right into the book that we're going to be talking about here tonight.
Got it all here.
That's right. And Experience Butler County presenting the Band Jam August 20th through 22nd. Cooper's Lake Campground. Tickets are on sale right now, thebandjam.com. So just go ahead and get your tickets. Very simple to do.
Yeah, 17 and under are free, so don't buy them kids tickets. You don't need any for them.
That's right. And thanks to Ram Automotive, Thursday night, the singer-songwriter in the round that kicks off the band jam weekend is free of charge anyway. So you could have the kids bring you out and say, Mom, Dad, I'm treating you. There's a great Mother's Day gift that you just missed last week. Oh, yeah. How about a Memorial Day weekend gift? There you go. But, invite your friends and plan the cause because it's going to be a great one. The singer-songwriter Thursday night gets underway at 7, 5 musicians telling their tales, and then Friday night at 5, and then all day Saturday, and that beautiful new stage location that we put into effect last year, and, of course, Lamat Productions presenting the sights and sounds. It's just going to be a great, great weekend of almost 24 acts taking the stage.
Yeah, there's no reason not to be there.
Absolutely. And thanks again to our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee, our center stage sponsor, and they're our second segment sponsor as well here, but they're helping to present a little preview on Friday mornings on The Rock Station.
Yeah, that means every Friday morning you tune in. I suggest you tune in about 7:30. That way you can get the sports scoop from Bob, and then he rolls right into a spotlight on an artist that's performing at this year's band jam.
Stage sponsor this year, we want to welcome on board Bricks and Minifigs Butler. They're going to be opening up their brand new location coming soon. They've got some really cool stuff that's going to be there. It's going to be kind of a nice big toy store, if you will, but a lot to that. And we want to welcome them as part of our sponsorship this year. Excited to have them on board. Also, Quality Life Services, Liberty Corner Tavern, Butler County Veterans in Need. You'll get to see the Ramones. They'll have a setup, and I'm sure they'll probably have another very interesting raffle that you can probably take part in.
Yeah, they always got some
really cool stuff that they auction off every year, and you can buy a raffle ticket for that. That's something that will be on display there. Jazz's Rock and Road Show, and we'll tie that in a moment. Build the Scene in the Pennsylvania Rock Show and Music from the 412, all coming together, along with our ticket sponsor, Back Home Barbecue and Brew, who are hosting a pre-band jam singer-songwriter in the round on Wednesday, June 3rd. Three local musicians you'll get an opportunity to see telling their tale, kind of a la what you'll get at the band jam.
That's like in just 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
So there you go. Yeah.
So make your plans to be there. That'll be great stuff. Utah Burgess will be there, Rob Keller, and Jennifer Lynn Baker, who has some incredible, incredible new music out. Recorded, by the way, at this segment sponsor, Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. And it's been great hearing those new tunes. And hey, keep in mind, Grassy Awards nominations right around the corner. Make some noise for your favorite local bands. Get them on the nomination list, and we're going to dive right into a Grassy tune coming up in a moment. But also want to plug, as well as the band jam, don't forget Corey's Cruise coming up Saturday, July 25th, moving this year to the Big Butler Fairgrounds.
Yeah, that's going to be a full day of activity out there. So just bring the whole family, come out, and just be a part of the whole community gathering that's going to be taking place there that day. Corey'sCruise.com. You get all the information. Stay tuned to the radio stations here in Butler, and you'll be hearing lots about it.
Yeah, it's part of the Rock Done Right tour, and you can check out Corey'sCruise.com for more information there. But we're going to dive into one of our past Grassy Award-winning songs, because it is that time of year. We're starting to inch in on when the nominations will be out, and you folks vote on that. And then Linda Weber from Quality Life Services creates a magical award for that winning act, band, whoever it may be, individual, and Half Wheel. And their song Good Day was a winner a few years ago, and there's a guy that is part of that band who is also part of the band jam sponsorship and Jazz's Rock and Road Show, and it sounds like there might be something else coming up later this week he might be a part of, huh?
Yeah, it's really cool. I spend a lot of time at Jazz's, and I see that Grassy Award sitting there on the shelf. And and he has spoken to me about that and how much that actually meant to him and the whole band. So that's just really cool. And the effort that Weber puts into it, you know, personalizing it for each band is just neat. But, Jazz is kind of like a fifth member of the Noble Hops these days. And so he's going to be joining us on stage this Thursday at Jurgles when we get to share the stage with the legendary Nazareth. So you're going to see five of us performing that night.
Really
cool. How about that?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Thursday night, May 21st, Nazareth at Jurgles with Radio 45 and the Noble Hops jamming it. And I liked the little promotion you had done where you were diving in on the vision.
Oh, the album cover. Yeah, that photo that Weber took and the album art she put together for us. And yeah, I wasn't sure if I should reveal all of these because I might use that again.
Yeah,
But congratulations to Ron Sankey because he got the most number of correct items in that photo. There's quite a lot going on in there if you look at it.
Yeah.
And then Christine Holt because she actually got, I think, the most unique. And Ron sent me a message. He goes, what did she guess? And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to answer that.
Hold your cards.
Hold your cards, so to speak. The answer is in the cards. I mean, I'll put it that way.
Okay. All right.
But so looking forward to this show on Thursday. Hope to see you out, really do. And we just dropped a new song. Jeez, it's already been a month and a few days since we dropped Music Man. So let's throw that on after Half Wheel.
Oh, great stuff. It's tonight's Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, right here on the Rock Station 97.7.
Keep it me for me. just love to play and sing. You might think I'm a foolish man, but you just don't understand. It's in my blood, it runs through my veins. It's what makes me a music man. Music man. I plug my guitar in and put the pick to my strings. Eyes turn towards the stage as I begin to sing. As the lights slowly fade away and I drive off into a brand new day, one thing you can bet your ass is
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to another segment here tonight of our Grassroots Show as we experience local music here tonight. And we've got a special guest coming up in a moment, but we want to thank our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service and their four locations to serve you around the Butler area, not only presenting our second segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight on May 17th, but also presenting Center Stage at the Band Jam, our Friday morning previews, playing an artist that you will get an opportunity to experience at Cooper's Lake Campground August 20th through 22nd, thanks to Cummings Candy and Coffee Service. Well, we are excited to catch back up with a young lady who has been a guest solo, but also has been a guest with her dad, because she's a very important part of Chip and the Charge-Ups. We're talking about Melina Dominic, who is joining us on the phone here tonight. Melina, welcome back to the Grassroots Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And we've got some exciting news. If you didn't know, she's written a book. She's still doing music, part of Chip and the Charge-Ups, and even her own solo material. But we're excited to get back in touch and find out what you've been up to, because it sounds like you've been really, really busy, especially writing the book Steel City Setlist. We're curious to find out how that evolved for you.
Yeah, so my book Steel City Setlist actually started as a school project. This was a project that was for an English 102 class, which is just a basic English class, and it was an autoethnography assignment, which is like a research study of a subculture from an insider's perspective, and it uses both qualitative data and personal perspective. So when I was choosing which subculture I wanted to research, obviously I chose the Pittsburgh music scene since I've been involved in this community for so many years here. And that project, it was an 8-page requirement. I ended up writing 16 pages for that assignment, and I felt that that didn't even cover a fraction of what I had to say about the Pittsburgh music scene and all of the wonderful people that I had spoken to. So that assignment required 2 interviews and 1 observation. I ended up, for the initial project, interviewing over 16 people and doing tons of observations. So I continued the project over the summer and into a creative writing class, ended up interviewing over 30 people, doing tons and tons of observations. And for my creative writing class, I ended up turning this into a full-length book, and I even did an honors project, which turned out to be the 48-minute documentary that I made, also by the name Steel City Setlist.
Wow. And you did that all in what, 1 year?
It took from the time that I started writing it to the time that it was published about 14 or 15 months, I believe.
That's incredible. That is incredible. So you did a quick deep dive, obviously, into something that you are passionate about and love. So I would imagine there was quite a bit of joy when you were and excitement when you were putting this project together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just love Pittsburgh music so much, and getting to pass off going to a show as like schoolwork or like, you know, a part of something that I'm getting a grade for was very exciting for me.
Yeah, we play those games when you own a business. Don't tell the IRS. Yeah.
Can we connect it up with music in some fashion? Well, that is really cool. So the initial paper kind of spurred you on into creating this. How did you decide you were going to, you know, create chapters and kind of position what you were intending the book to become?
Yeah, so whenever I was creating the project initially, we had to write about like different categories within subcultures, right? And there's a lot of different aspects that go into it. And so most of what I covered in the first chapter is what that initial project was, which is called People in the Scene. And so that goes over the general interactions. But I thought that just the general interactions in the scene wasn't really fully covering that whole culture. So I had to write more about that. And I divided the chapters up into different sections of like things that we do in the music scene. So for example, some of the chapter names, I have festivals, which goes over like the different local festivals. I have Millvale Music Festival, which is just my account of Millvale Music Festival last year. I have local openers, which goes over when a local band is opening up for a national show. I have youth in the scene, which talks about the different things that we have for kids who are growing up in the music scene. And I have underrepresented voices, which covers the categories more broad of just people who aren't as pushed, whose voices aren't as pushed in the scene as certain other ones.
Okay.
Wide gamut.
Yeah, it really is. A nice big scope. And I'm curious, too, now you mentioned, you know, some of the festivals, because obviously, you know the Millvale experience pretty well. Did you talk about other sites or locations within the book that kind of host music, or did you angle into that at all on experiences where music is played?
I talked a little bit about that. The one thing that is really hard about this is that I can't really capture all of the venues, right? Because we have so many different venues in Pittsburgh that open and close. We have parks that will host one festival and then never do it ever again. So it was really difficult to be able to, like, collect all of that information. So this more so goes over, rather than the places, the forces that hold the festivals up or promote them, rather than the places where they're held.
Okay. I'm curious, too, to find out the different voices that you spoke with in the music scene. Did you find different angles on thought processes as far as how successful or not successful they think the music scene is? And did that tie together some of the fabric of how people are working together and kind of maybe networking to kind of strengthen the music scene?
Oh, absolutely. So I officially interviewed over 30 people for the book, but I did kind of put out on Facebook if anybody has any things that they want to add, any opinions, to message me. And most of the people that I actually interviewed on Zoom or face-to-face mostly had positive things to say. And most of the people who just messaged me on Facebook, people that I didn't necessarily know, did have negative things to say. So most of the people that I talked to thought that the music scene is the most successful because of networking and because of making those connections. And that is largely the main topic of the book, is how to keep that connection, how to promote the community within our scene. But there were a lot of people who had the mentality of, well, nobody supports me, so there must be no music scene, or I don't go to shows and I don't know anybody and nobody comes to my shows, so there must not be a music scene. And I didn't use those quotes in my book because I'm very big on networking, and I know that when you make friends in the music scene, you're going to start to see a lot of supporters for your music. And the whole basis of having success, however you want to define it, in the music scene, whether that's people streaming your music, people coming to your shows, people wearing your merch, it is all about making connections and all about networking. And most of the people that I talked to in person or on Zoom had the same mentality of that.
And I would think, you know, you're going to have positive and negatives in anything you're looking at. And you know, sometimes even the negatives can make a positive out of something, because we it's how you learn and grow and decide what's working and what isn't working. But it seems to me you just have that vibe that the general public has been maybe receiving music a little bit more, or have been encouraged to, because of the supporters of music. I think there's a nice spread of even networking among fans nowadays, so, which is cool to see. And certainly it's an evolution of what used to be. Man, I go back 30 plus years ago, the music scene in Pittsburgh was just so ultra competitive, and that had a negative aspect to it too, because bands just wanted to outdo each other instead of, hey, let's play together and let's support the scene. I think you have that, maybe a little bit more of a vibe of that, so maybe we'll learn that a little bit better as we read the book, too.
Yes, that's all definitely covered in there. As I was doing my research and when I was presenting a lot of research, I presented this research at some presentations at my school, as well as some regional honors conferences. I said that there was four different kinds of interactions that I found that we have in the scene, and I called them like the four C's of interactions. So the first one is community contributions, which are things when lots of people come together, or large organizations bring a lot of people together to have things like that, like the festivals and the larger things that we see happening in the scene. We have collaborations, which can happen between like an artist and another artist, or an artist and a promoter, a band and an engineer, something like that. Then we have competition. I found that there's two different kinds of competition. There's the natural competition, which is just the competition of like, we don't have a lot of venues, but we have a lot of bands who want to play. So you're always competing to get a gig, and you're always trying to be better than the next band so that you can get an opportunity. And then there's created competition, which is like the battle of the bands, or like a rap battle, or a songwriting competition, something like that. And then the final one is conflict, which is, you know, very clearly when there's large differences, disagreements that happen within our community.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I like what you said too about, you know, used the term success, but it was, you added the qualifier on there, how you define success. Was there any kind of a common definition of what musicians in the scene considered to be success?
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of different definitions of success, because a lot of people are fine with being just a Pittsburgh musician. And there's a lot of musicians who are Pittsburgh musicians who are trying to make it nationally. So even for some people who might say, well, maybe I'm one of the biggest influences in Pittsburgh, that's not success to me because I'm still just in Pittsburgh, or something like that. Or even artists who might have thousands of streams, which would be considered success to some people, they don't draw as large of a crowd to their shows. So there's lots of different ways to qualify what success in the music scene can look like.
Very cool. Very cool. We're visiting with Melina Dominic. And again, she has just written a brand new book, and we'll dive into how you can get a copy of that or get your hands on it and how she actually got it presented. But it's called Steel City Setlist. And let's pull from a little bit of the setlist surrounding Melina. We're going to play a couple of Chip in the Charge Up tunes and a couple of solo Melina as well. Let's dive into the song Where I Fit In. Give us an intro for that.
Yeah, so this is our most recent single that we put out last year. Where I Fit In, I think, fits really perfectly with the theme of Steel City Setlist, because it's about finding the place where you belong and you feel like the most yourself. And so for me, that place is the Pittsburgh music scene.
Love it. Great intro. It's Melina Dominic tonight on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, here on The Rock Station 97.7. This is Chip and the Charge Ups.
There is hatred, but inside none of those
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show. This segment being brought to you by Build the Scene and Bill Damiano, Pennsylvania Rock Show, one of our sponsors of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Just heard Into the Break, some Chip in the Charge Ups again, following Where I Fit In, Paying Back the Devil, as we visit with Melina Dominic here tonight, one of the members of Chip and the Charge Ups, and a very cool song there, Melina, Paying Back the Devil. And you guys actually had that kind of break on the national scene, too. That had to be exciting.
Yeah, we had a lot of people love that song, and we got that song on some radio stations, and I'm just very proud of our teamwork on that song and putting that together and being able to put that out there.
Great stuff. Of course, Melina is the bassist for Chip and the Charge Ups. Have you been part of another act recently as well, in addition to the solo stuff you've been doing?
Yes, I recently joined the band Never Say Die.
Tell us a little bit about, give us a background on that band.
Yes, so Never Say Die, we are a cover band. We do mostly like 2000s rock and emo covers. I joined that band in the summer of 2025, and we have had the opportunity to play some really cool shows, festivals like Fitz Fest, When We Were Dead Music Festival, raising some money for some charities. We don't have any shows coming up right now, but if anybody wants to check us out, our single Someday is available on streaming platforms.
Very cool. And Chip and the Charge Ups, you guys have been staying busy. I know the most recent album got quite a buzz, got a lot of airplay here on the Grassroots Show. We love what you guys are doing, but it's got to be fun to be in a band with your dad, who's been such a big part of this Pittsburgh music scene now, like you've grown into as well.
Oh, absolutely. Being in a band with my dad is the most fun thing ever.
And you have, with the book, kind of following on what he had done. We go back a decade on this very show. One of our earlier guests was your dad, and he was talking about ways bands can really make themselves more productive instead of counterproductive.
The manifesto.
The manifesto.
Yes.
That's right. So some good stuff. That is fantastic. So talk to us about the experience of, obviously you've talked about how you were writing the book, where it came from. How did you get it out? Did you self-publish? How did that all come together?
Yeah, so I decided to self-publish the book. I did it through Lulu, which is a self-publishing company. I created the cover with a little bit of help from my mom, who is a photographer and graphic designer. And just pretty much you just upload the PDF in the format with the cover, and then they're available for sale on that website and on Amazon.
So how many pages did the book end up being?
I believe the pages are about 180, 170 something. Let me see. I have it right here. 172.
170. Okay. So a lot of detailed information. Really cool. And where can people find it? How can you go get it again?
So if people go to my website, musicbymelina.com, I will have links where it can be purchased through Lulu or purchased on Amazon.
Very cool. Music by Melina. Melina.com, and her name is M-A-L-E-E-N-A. Melina Dominic visiting with us here tonight. So talk to me about your solo material that you have been writing and how maybe that differentiates from material being written for a band, per se.
Yeah, so I've been writing my own music since I was 15 years old. You guys have had me on here when I was younger to present some of my music at that time. So I've been working really hard at my music over a very long time. I have 3 albums out and a ton of singles, and all of my music is very different. The first album's a singer-songwriter album. The second album is more of a hard rock album. And then the third album is called Somewhere in Between. And I've got a lot of different singles ranging everywhere from slow ballads to upbeat pop music and a lot of things in between. And it's a lot different than working with a band because I can use whatever creative control I want to. If I want to try to keep everything sounding similar, if I want to make everything that sounds different, it's very different than working in a band because I can just do whatever I want, make whatever weird music I want, and that's all up for me to decide.
Yeah, yeah, creative expression at its finest right there. Where do you record, and how do you put things together? Are you doing the same thing that Chip and the Charge-Ups are doing? How does that come together for you?
Yeah, so I went to school for music technology for a couple years, and so I have a lot of experience using Pro Tools. I've got my own little home studio set up in my office with just using Pro Tools. I have a handful of microphones that I use to record my vocals and guitars and such, and I do all of the recording, mixing, mastering myself. I've done that for all of my music aside from my first album. And Chip and the Charge-Ups, we have done kind of a combination of both. We've previously recorded a lot with Mike Ofka at Innovation Studios, and his studio is no longer functioning like it was before. He's moved on to some other things, and he's doing great. We love Mike so much. And we've done a couple singles with Sean McDonald at Red Medicine Studios. We've done both the 2 songs that we just heard from Chip and the Charge-Ups with him. But having music technology experience and my dad having an associate's degree in music technology, for the newest album that we're going to release, we are trying to take more of a self-produced approach with the new album that will probably be out around September.
Ooh. There's an exclusive for you again on the Grassroots Show. Love it. Love it. Of course, that's Lawyer Chip, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Visiting with Melina Dominic again. You can check out musicbymelina.com. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. And check out the book and all of the great material, and look forward to seeing some Chip and the Charge-Ups in action. You guys going to be doing, are you going to be part of Millvale this year?
Yes, I'm going to be part of Millvale as well as Chip and the Charge-Ups. Both sets are going to be on the Saturday. So my set is at 1:40, and then Chip and the Charge-Ups is on the Mr. Smalls Butler Street stage at 6 p.m.
Good stuff. All right. Well, look forward to that. Well, Melina, we appreciate the visit here tonight. Congratulations on this book. This is pretty awesome to say, hey, we're visiting with a published author here.
And good stuff.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, tell us a little bit about Red Flags. We're going to get into that song next. That's a solo Melina Dominic piece.
Yes. So that is off of my most recent album, which is titled For the Love of Everything Beautiful. Since this is the rock station, I wanted to choose 2 of my most rocking songs to have featured today. This is the song that I usually close my set with because it is that high energy rock song, and I just really love playing this one.
Oh, great stuff. And then we'll play the song Burn It Down. Tell us about that.
Yes. So that one is off of my second album. That is one of the first like rock songs that I wrote when I started writing heavier music. Both my second album and my third album are self-produced, self-recorded, and Burn It Down is the first track on the second album.
Great stuff. Melina Dominic, solo artist, member of Chip and the Charge-Ups, and author of an incredible new book that talks all about the local music scene, Steel City Setlist. Melina Dominic, we wish you the best in the future. It's great to catch up with you again here tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate talking to you guys.
Red Flags and Burn It Down. Melina Dominic on The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, a couple of really special events will be coming up, and we hope you'll mark your calendars. Sunday, June 28th, it's a celebration of life for Scotty Bajak. Featuring local music, basket raffles, a 50-50, and more, it'll be at the Sirius Shriners in Cheswick. Also part of the Rock Done Right Tour, Saturday, July 25th, it's Corey's Cruise at the Butler Fairgrounds. Check out the entire itinerary and lineup at Corey'sCruise.com for continuing information. Also mark your calendar for Saturday, May 30th. Tubi's Acoustic are headed to Export and the Helltown Taproom, Old William Penn Highway. In Export, Saturday evening from 7 to 10. Also a part of the Rock Done Right Tour, The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, August 20th through 22nd. Experience the music at Cooper's Lake Campground. That will be the place to be again this August. Tickets on sale now at thebandjam.com. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, don't miss a big event this week at Jurgles. Be there Thursday, May 21st. The legendary Nazareth will take the stage with special guests Radio 45 and the Noble Hops. On Thursday, May 21st, it's a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport, one of our Band Jam sponsors, featuring Zach Revito at 7:30. On Friday, May 22nd, a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest Country Club will feature live music from 6 to 8. And Saturday, May 23rd, Pete Moran live at the Fieldhouse in Cabot. Get out and support local music. You'll love it. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to the wrap-up of our show here tonight. Time flies when we're having fun and having great discussion. Great visit from Melina Dominic tonight from Chip and the Charge-Ups and her solo effort and the brand-new book, pretty cool Steel City set list. Gotta check that out. Check out musicbymelina.com for more information. Want to thank Experience Butler County being a segment sponsor here tonight, along with our presenting sponsor of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Hope you'll check out their website. They do a great anything that you're, you know, if you're sitting there at home and you're going, what are we going to do this weekend? Or, you know, you're having a talk with the significant other and you go, what do you want to do? Well, let's go to the Experience Butler County website, and you'll find something to do because there's a lot to do in Butler County. That's really why it is Experience Butler County. Yeah. So,
hey, this radio station and this show is located right here in Butler County. Boom.
There you go.
That's what's happening in Butler County right there.
That's right. And if you happen to be traveling and experiencing Erie, then be sure to check out Two Man Happy Hour. Yeah. They'll let you know where everybody is playing in that music scene.
That guy Jack is everywhere, man. he's proudly carrying the banner for local music up there for sure. he's a cool dude.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, it, you know, it's like Melina discussed, you know, collaborations within the music scene,
yes.
critical to its own success. And we're all involved in that. If you love music, we support it as fans. The bands love to play it. And tying all that together, it does take a community, as you mentioned. So hopefully you'll get out and support some local music. And you might as well do it at Jurgles and impress them on how impressive the local music scene is and its support is in particular.
Yeah, and you can also check out any number of music festivals that are just getting underway now, like we had talked about a couple of weeks ago. In fact, just a couple of weeks, the Hills and Hollers Music Festival is taking place up in Cooperstown, up near Franklin. So make sure you check that out.
Yeah, June, continuing on, we talked about Corey's Cruise tonight and the Celebration of Life for Scotty Bajak. That's at the end of June. You got Corey's Cruise in July. Music for the Cure.
Fostering Music Summer Shindig.
That's right, the Summer Shindig. You've got the Blueberry Hill get-together, and we'll be visiting, I'm sure, with Steve about some of the details on that. And it's, yeah, great stuff. A lot going on. Hey, you pick your night. Thirsty Thursday Acoustic Night at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport, who are one of our Band Jam sponsors. And you got the Grill at River Forest Country Club coming back with new stuff going on, and the 11th Frame Live Local Music Series, and live at the Field House. I mean, there's just a ton of places you can go pick out some local music. So get out and support one of them.
Yeah, there's events all over the place. And hop on some of these band pages and follow them, you know, also. They're going to expose you to a lot of great venues in the area that are doing live music.
Absolutely. And speaking of music, one of the bands that you've had the opportunity to play with your band Noble Hops recently, they've dropped a new single.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ingo Swan, they've got a new one. It's called Sabrosa, and I've heard them do this live. They crush it, and so you get to hear it right here. Just turn your radio up.
Hey, there you go. And we're going to spin one of our past Grassy nominees who are actually back together. We had gotten a note back in February that Wicked Earth had come back together after a hiatus and apparently working on some new material. So we look forward to hearing from them soon. But going to dig out a cool tune of theirs that we have played. It's been a while, I think, though, called Storm from Wicked Earth following Ingo Swan. Hey, we'll do it again next week. Guess what? It'll be Memorial Day weekend. We'll be playing lots of music for you, and we hope you'll tune in and check it out and support that local music. Grassroots, presented by Shady Lady Productions, every Sunday night on The Rock Station 97.7.
Don't even know. shoving down.
Make smile.
crazy.
Oh, I'll show you crazy.
Your love is driving me crazy.
All in black.
Crazy.
Crazy on you.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
It happened once so much.
It doesn't matter how small your knob is. It's how loud you can turn it up.
Giving you a reason to use your volume knob again. Your Rock Station. Station 97.7. The Rock Station 97.7.
Blues are everywhere.
Hey, Rock Station Nation, it's Jay Klein, and coming up Friday, May 22nd, Memorial Day weekend, we will be live from Firehouse Subs in the Butler Crossing to collect donations for the Western Pennsylvania chapter of Folds of Honor. You've heard us do this for a bunch of years now. Folds of Honor is carrying forth the single noble mission to provide educational scholarships to the children of fallen or severely injured military personnel. The Western Pennsylvania chapter of Folds of Honor needs your help to support local military families. That means we will be at Firehouse Subs Friday the 22nd, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. for our annual Thank a Veteran fundraising event that benefits that Western Pennsylvania chapter of Folds of Honor. As always, Bill from Firehouse Subs will be donating 10% of the entire day's restaurant sales from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don't miss the annual Thank a Veteran fundraiser. Firehouse Subs, Butler Crossing, Friday, May 22nd, 7 until 11 with The Rock Station 97.7.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
This is a power impulse meter, and my monitors keep pointing to this area as a center of activity.
The best rock on the radio.
Today's modern music.
Who gave anyone permission to program modern music?
I don't think a transistor would give off the kind of airwaves I'm talking about.
Your rock station. 97.7.
Took all my luxury.
blind man sat on the fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Gotta leave, gotta leave.